Yeah, well, for the next 30 to 40 minutes or so, I'm going to hand over to this team to share what's on their heart with us. Not to say a lot, but there are these three guys are friends of mine and friends of Kingsway. And some of you have met them, some of you haven't. Mvula and Mvula, we know each other for many years. We became good friends. I'm only allowed to say one thing about each of them, but the one thing I say about Mvula, he's one of these people in life who's older than me and is just passionate about the value of lost people, pushing the boundaries Malawi and Mozambique, just unrelentless in his passion and vision to plant churches. And boy, does he need help. This is Justice Champagne. He's bigger on the inside than on the out. Tommy and I met him maybe 8-9 years ago in a place called Cape McClear, and we became friends. And God has really added him to the River of Life Evangelical Church, and he's now becoming one of the key pastors and leaders. And he's currently pastoring the Central Church in Chirimba in Blantyre. He, as Shell Haltor would say, he's dangerous spiritually. But he also needs a lot of prayer and a lot of grace. Last but not least, I think Gift has slipped out to the restrooms. I can just say this. Gift is a very gentle, quiet, unassuming guy, and he's just come in. And I'm very impressed by this man. He works as a headmaster. He's about to retire, but he's working in the secular world as well as in the ministry of the church. And I love that in people. And it's Justice and Gift's first time outside Malawi. They've never been outside Malawi before. So this is a huge trip for them. I mean, the culture shock that they've experienced. The bathrooms are brilliant, aren't they? Right, in the UK. Yeah. So I want you guys just to share what's on your hearts, and that includes.
I don't have a watch with me. How much time are you giving me?
Well, I'm given, as a team, I'm giving you 40 minutes.
Thank you. What a wonderful day. Bobo. Wawa. Yeah, that makes it more comfortable for me. I've been telling my friends that I feel very at home when I'm at Kingsway. We're just coming from England, and some of us in some of the places that we visited, our spirits were really low, and it was very hard for us to say it. I feel very comfortable to say it here. And if you do not thank the Lord for this church, I urge you to do so. Because there are a lot of things that are happening here. Perhaps because you're so used to what happens here, you're not seeing them. But for me, to see all generations, I've just seen the young men going upstairs, which speaks volumes to me. And the languages that are here, it speaks volumes to me. And we'll have time to say more about that. But at the moment, I think I'll give my friends to say a few things, and then we'll take it right on.
Thank you so much. As Steve has said, I think something about me, I'm Justice Chipanya from Malawi. I was born in a place called Cape McCrea, and I'm pastoring a church in Blantyre, which is one of the central churches and levers of Life Evangelical Church. We are a network of churches and a denomination. And as a pastor in Chirimba, I'm pastoring a church which has a membership of 80
there will
people.
Be time for that.
Yes.
Just introduce you briefly because we have 40 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you. This is what I called my introduction. God bless you.
Yeah, I'm Gifting Tinta. In Malawi, I begin by asking my friend, asking people to greet their neighbor. Can you greet your neighbor, please? Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Right, let me continue by thanking you all for the support you have been doing to the youth in Malawi.
You will have time to say that. Just greet them in brief and then
okay. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. You can go and sit. Definitely. I came here as a student at Belfast Bible College. I'm coming here as a church leader from Malawi. Surely you're going to hear quite a lot from us. As Steve said, it's a day of celebration, a day of praising the Lord. I think we have all reasons to do so. And you'll prove it by the time we end what we are going to say to you. But before we say it, I think the word of God is very important. And so we will begin by listening to a story from the Bible. I want you to listen carefully, because at the end of this story, there will be questions that will be asked. And I think that's the most important thing. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side of the sea." He went into the boat, and other boats followed him. While in the boat, Jesus found a space and slept. While they were sailing on this boat, a big storm took place. Waves beat the boat, and water started filling in the boat. And the disciples were very afraid. One of them went to wake Jesus, and he said, "Master, don't you care that we are perishing?" Jesus woke up, raised his hand, and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Be still." Immediately, there was calm on the sea. The disciples started talking to one another. "Who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him?" When he crossed on the other side of the sea, there was a man who had big problems in his life because he was a demoniac. That is another story for the next time. I just want us to reflect on this story. We are talking of Jesus in the boat, crossing the other side of the sea. And we are told in this story that there was a big storm that raged on the sea. If it was you, how would you have felt? I want responses. Just a one word. Frightened. Terrified?
Overwhelmed.
That's it?
Throwing up.
Yes. And we are told in that story that when the waves were beating and water coming in the boat, the disciples went wake Jesus up. Did you listen what the disciple who went to wake Jesus up said? "Don't you care that we are perishing?" Does Jesus not care? He doesn't care? He cares. And this disciple went to wake Jesus up and said, Don't you care? Sometimes we go through life's problems. What attitude do we have during such times? Do we really believe that Jesus is with us and that he cares? Yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead. Don't you care that we are perishing? Okay. Jesus asked them two questions. In fact, I missed these two questions. Why are you afraid? Where is your faith? Two questions to the disciples. Why are you afraid? Where is your faith? It seems Jesus is asking very awkward questions. Why are you afraid when you are in the storm? And where is your faith? Think about these two questions. And lastly, the disciples, after everything was calm, were speaking to one another. Who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him? Do we sometimes put limits to God? You know, our God has all powers. I don't know what you are going through. What I want to share with you as we celebrate this morning is that we have a big and great God who loves us so much. Sometimes we don't know how much he loves us. No matter what situation we may go through, let's take it to Jesus. Even the waves and the sea obey him. No matter challenges that we may go through in life, let us take them to Jesus. So this morning, I just want you to reflect more on this story that Jesus shared with his disciples. Before we go and share with you some of the things that this Jesus has done to us. We were in England, and in one of the churches, I shared this, and I don't know whether they knew from which heart these phrases were coming from. I said, I don't know why you hate Jesus, because he's so good. There are no reasons why we should hate him. But there are some people who do not love him. That's the challenge that we have. Well, I stand here to share with you stories from Malawi and representing River of Life Evangelical Church. We have come as a team. I kept on telling my friends there will be time for that because we have 40 minutes, and I think by now there are lesser minutes. And if you can flip the next River of Life Evangelical Church is a church that started in the year 2000 and got registered with Malawi government in the year 2001. And it is a member of Evangelical Association of Malawi, which is an umbrella body for all evangelical churches and organizations in Malawi. By God's grace, we have seen the Lord working through us. And to him and him alone, be all the honor and glory. It's not our doing, it's God's doing. We started in the year 2001. As I'm talking to you now, we have over 50,000 youth groups. I'm sorry, 50,000. We have over 50 local churches and over 10,000 young people. It's actually over 10,000 because if we count it by the number of people who come for conferences, then we are getting it wrong because there are others who don't come for the conferences. Now, these figures are based on the young people who come for the conferences, and so we'll go by those figures. And so we are very thankful to the Lord for what he has done through us in River of Life Evangelical Church. Can you flip the next? Now, I said we are coming from Malawi. This is the map of Malawi. Malawi is divided into three regions, the north, the center, and the south. Politically, they have another regions along the lake shore, which they call the eastern region. And can you flip the next one, please? Thank you. We have a vision. And our vision is to see people connected to God. Steve, you are very right. When it comes to sharing the gospel, and people connected to God, and that these people are in a church like this one, it really encourages me so much. In Bible-centered churches, where they are being nurtured and are growing in their spiritual life, it makes me feel happy. And that's the vision that we have in River of Life Evangelical Church, that people are connected to God, and they are in Bible-centered churches, they are growing in their walk with God, and really churches being like oases of peace and grace, and they are feeling this is a place where I should be, and growing spiritually as well as their physical needs being met. That's the vision that we have for River of Life Evangelical Church. Can you show the next? Our mission statement is actually the Great Commission. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And here comes the grand promise. Lo, I'm with you always, to the close of the age. So God is with us always, to the very end of the age. Can you flip the next one, please? Our partnership with Kingsway, as I said earlier on, I was a student at Belfast Bible College, and I was talking to Ken, and I said, for me, meeting Kingsway was a divine appointment. I still remember the first week I sat somewhere my brother in a sports short-sleeved shirt is sitting. That was the row that I was sitting, trying to seek where I should worship the Lord whilst I'm in this lovely country. I tried several churches. I'll not mention their names. They are good churches. But I didn't feel at home. You know the way how you worship. Justice, how did you feel when we were singing and when we were praying? Just connected. This is the way how we worship God. And now I come to you with good news. From those humble beginnings of sharing stories with the leaders of Kingsway, there are several things that we are celebrating, that we have seen God working. Can you go to the next? Yes. We celebrate about being trained in Bible colleges. I came here as a student seeking more knowledge. And our partnership with Kingsway has enabled many people to graduate from Evangelical Bible College of Malawi. Justice, this is the time now that you can talk about the benefits of being trained at Evangelical Bible College of Malawi.
Yes, I thank God for this time, and I believe only God is the perfect person. But I thank Kingsway so for your support. No, I went to Evangelical Bible College of Malawi where I did my training, and there on I went to pastor a church in Blantyre, as I said earlier on. So as a person who's pastoring a church, the training that I did at the college has helped me in a number of ways. that first that being in Malawi is a poorest country. Now it ranged from being the most poorest country in the world, and today is probably the third poorest country in the world. And the population, majority of the citizenry is poor. So, but the door is quite open for reaching out of the gospel. So people who join the church, they have such trust in their pastors. And being a pastor is being a person whom people have confidence in. And you see people coming to the pastor's house for physical needs. And being a believer, people take for granted that these are the kind people and they will show generosity to reach out and help meet the needs. So the training helped me to have kind of how to connect Mesa ministry with the evangelism. How should we connect helping the needs of the people and sharing the gospel? The training also broadened my understanding in the Word of God. I may say I have a good balanced knowledge of the Word of God. And this helped me to challenge some of the people who have false teachings. In Malawi, we have people who have false teachings. We have the Jehovah Witnesses. I'm sure I'm saying it in the right context. No one will sue me. But we have Muslims and so many false teachings, and prosperity gospel is being common in Malawi. So as one who's gone through Bible college training, I'm able to know how to communicate my faith to others. And by God's grace, we've seen people joining the church. As I'm saying, we have one Jehovah Witness in our church, and Muslims are joining the church, and the membership is growing. But also, in Malawi, most people do not know how to read and write. The literacy level is very high. So as one who's gone through Bible training, I'm able to teach my members how to read and write. And as I'm saying today, I've got 12 people that we have helped them to read and write. Yes, there are people who don't know how to read and write, but now they come to the knowledge of reading, and if they now illiterate, because of the poverty levels, people cannot purchase a Bible. So there's that tug of war that you teach one to read, and then eventually he asks you to give him the copy of the Bible. But also, being a pastor, there are challenges that we're facing. And the first challenge I've already articulated is because of the poverty levels. So you are a person who must know how to serve the Lord in difficult situations. Because you still have to learn how to rise above the challenges. So I'll ask you to pray for me. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah, well, I mean, he would have been speaking for many, many hours. I know, because there's a lot of things that are happening at Chirimba. Chirimba happens to be our main church. There are other churches that are scattered throughout Malawi, but having someone trained has benefited the church so much. I was the only trained pastor in River of Life Evangelical Church, and I noticed the challenge. And sharing that challenge with you and supporting students to Bible college, we have all the reasons to celebrate. Because when he says he's able to interact with people of other faiths, very, very true. When he talks about the prosperity gospel, very, very true. When he talks about other faiths, Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, and what have you, they are there. When we talk about poverty, it's there. You know what? My own feeling, and I'm praying that before the Lord takes me home, this will become a reality. Malawi as a country is not poor. It is the people who are poor. There are so many resources that we have in the nation. Now, people are not using them wisely, and that is why poverty comes in. We are committed to reversing this. What we are targeting are the young people, the youth. That is why the youth department is very, very important for us. When we talk of Bible school, the couple that you see, Maita Nidwe Vashko, you can notice by the name, he's in Mozambique, serving the Lord in Mozambique. Chipwanya is a graduate. He's in Blantyre. There is Pius Joseph. He's in Nsanje. And Ruth Kaomba, he's in Cape Macrae. We want to thank you for the support. We have all the reasons to thank God. Can you move to the next slip? We come here to celebrate what God has done. The picture you see, thank you. How does it go? To our friends. Yes, exactly. We have all the reasons to thank you. What you see there is just a part of the women who were able to come for the women's conference. And some of you were part of that conference. I think you can see familiar faces on the other side. When we have these annual conferences, we make appointments for the hospital. And we donate some of the things, the soap, so that we give to the people at the hospital. That was what was happening by hospital visitation during the annual church conference. Can you flip the next one, please? I think you see familiar faces there. Bibles that we are mentioning. We come here to celebrate the faithfulness of the Lord. Some of the members have received Bibles and solar lamps. I'm telling you, I go to Mozambique, I see those solar lamps still working up to now. And I really want to thank God for the support that we got to buy those solar lamps. Can you flip the next one, please? Here we are, the Bibles. Can you go to the next one, please? These are seminars that we hold. We have over 50 local churches, few pastors who are trained. How are we going to meet the need of trained personnel? We hold seminars. I'm sure, Steve, you've been part of that. This group that you see, the coming 2-3 years, each one of them will have a local church to lead. Each one of them, except Esther, my dear wife, I miss her. That's the one in a red jersey. That's Esther. And I'm behind her. I'm telling you, in short, I have a lot of respect for Esther. I am who I am because of Esther. And she supports me in every way in ministry. I don't even know whether I'm making a mistake here. If I am, Esther would have pulled me aside later today and would tell me everything that I did wrong. Whilst all of you will be praising me to say, oh, it was nice, this and that, Esther would be right on telling me, no, you did not say rightly here and there. Thank God for Esther. God bless you, Esther. Can you flip the next one, please? You see the youth ministry. Now, in your mind, get it fixed that we started in the year 2001. And all these people that you see, it's in between 2001 and today. We are very grateful to the Lord. And again, you see some T-shirts, red, and what you... And again, on the next one, 2017 Youth Conference, familiar faces, you can see them. Can you go to the next one, please? The church buildings. Do you see Chirimba structure before the building project? Now, that was the building that we were worshiping God. How can you worship God in that structure, really? But God is faithful. You know, it's not the buildings. It's the hearts of men and women. We come here to celebrate because all these things that I'm sharing with you, we have done it with a partnership that has come from you. A partnership in the gospel. So we can celebrate together that all these young men, the growth of the church, we've done it together. That is why we have reasons to come and share with you, to tell you what God has done. Before I move further, As I said, we target the youth. Gift, in a nutshell. You know, I stopped you and said, no, you have your time. This is your time now.
As Pastor said, let me begin by thanking you all for the support, especially in the youth department. We had the youth conference last year, and the youth, you know, were so colorful because of your support. Thank you for the Bibles. The youth are using the Bibles. In their branches, we put them in groups because the Bibles are not adequate, but they are really helping them. With the Bibles, the youth are growing spiritually. They read the Bibles. They recite verses from the Bible. Thank you very much for that. Maybe you can have some questions. That you have over 10,000 youth. How do you manage them? You know, in the branches, there are local leaders, local youth leaders. Then I put them in the zones where there are 5 to 6 local churches looked after by patrons and matrons. Then in legions, there are legion youth coordinators. Then on top, I am. My major role is to go around training them, holding conferences, as you have seen. Yes. During conference, sometimes we have the youth, you know, in Malawi, helps to the aged people, the youth in Malawi do evangelism. They go at the marketplace in villages and hold evangelism meetings. Let me go ahead. You know, doing sorts of things like this, we face some challenges, especially during conferences. You know, the youth comes from very far, some from the south, others center, and others from the north. Transport is a problem. So you pray for us that during the conferences, you know, the Lord should be with us because we travel in local transport, minibuses, which, you know, anything can happen during the way, on the way. So pray for us. Try to pray for us for the storage of information. Information facilities like desktops, laptops. You know, we store our information on papers. So pray for us that the Lord might do something. Hallelujah. With these few remarks, let me stop here. If you want to know more, please visit me.
Having a group of 10,000, like what I said earlier on, Gift has a lot of challenges. He doesn't have equipment like these ones that you can use, that a lot of people can hear you. Sometimes you say hallelujah because you want people to keep quiet. And so these are some of the things that we need to pray for. And like what I said earlier on, I am deliberate on the young people because that, to me, is the future of the church. And we have some attitude problems. The God that I serve, I have seen him being very faithful. From 27th of April, when I gave my life to the Lord, he has never disappointed me. A lot of people have, but Jesus has never disappointed me. And I trust him for all the things. The building of the church at Chirimba is a story. I think if you remember, Steve, you may not remember it. I sent an email because we were on the verge of losing the property. And I sent a few letters to people and we connected. To me, I saw God's hand. And now we have that beautiful church at Chirimba. We are very thankful to the Lord for that. Now, it's not only at Chirimba. Can you flip the next? Yes. This is Mangombo. Mangombo is another village in Cape Maclear. We planted a church at Cape Maclear. Cape Maclear Church is the one that planted Mangombo Church. And we are trusting God that the whole of that region, we have churches scattered all over. I'm actually being brief here because when I came here, I saw churches closing. I saw churches closing here. And it is wounding my heart. If I thought it was possible to get those churches to Malawi, we would have gotten them and left them in those districts because the door is open. And sometimes when we talk about buildings, because of the structures that we have here which are not being used, when we talk of buildings, it doesn't make sense to you. Now for us, they are not sophisticated buildings. It's just a four-corner wall and corrugated iron sheets on top so that people can go in and worship the Lord. Yes, here you have Belfast weather where it rains and you have sunshine and three weathers in one day. But I'm telling you, when it rains in Malawi, you cannot move. You can't move when it is raining. It really pours. Here, rain comes in moderation. But there, it really makes sure that it falls. So that is Mangombo Church, and we celebrate. People now have a church. Can you flip the next one, please? We've gone up to the north. You can see Rogers preaching to people in the north. Last time we went there, there was an old man who took us to his village. A church has been planted there. Members go from Karonga to share the word of God with other people in other villages. And of course in Lilongwe, again, I think you were able to visit Lilongwe and few chiefs that came. We have a lively church in Lilongwe. Can you flip the next one, please? Mese Ministry. It just happened that one time during our visit, we went to another area which is called Chikaonda. And here was a mother who was very sick. We actually prayed for her. She had a small baby. 2 weeks later, the mother died, and leaving Betha alone. Betha has benefited from some of the support that we've received from here. We are celebrating because of the assistance that you have given to Betha. And here is Betha again. She's very well, and we continue to assist with whatever resources that we have. We go to Chikaonda and give her those resources. You can see the tins that Beth is touching. Those are milk tins. Can you flip the other one, please? I don't know whether my 40 minutes are still there. We are now in Mozambique. To cross Mozambique, you have to go through the immigration process, and then you go to Mozambique. We've preached the gospel in Mozambique. We have encouraged leaders in Mozambique. The man you see there preaching is Steve Rogers, and I don't know whether I was interpreting him correctly. This other one is Johnny Ferguson from here. Can you flip to the next one, please? We want to thank God for this partnership, which is helping in the growth of the church in Malawi. That is why I said, I agree with you, Steve, when you said today is a day of celebration. Today is a day of just praising God for what he's doing in Malawi. Sharing the gospel in Malawi is very easy. We are in a different context. What we do is that we hire a Jesus film, identify a place, pitch the Jesus film, and show it. For 90 minutes, people will be standing there watching the Jesus film. I have witnessed people crying when Jesus is being nailed to the cross. And then at the end, we make an invitation and they receive Christ. For us as River of Life Evangelical Church, Once one raises his hand for Jesus, that's the beginning of the Christian walk. We take him alongside to encourage, because Christian life is not easy sometimes. You meet with a lot of challenges, and there's need for someone to come alongside to help so that one grows in his walk with the Lord. And we have, as a team, thank you very much, Gift. God bless you. I told him when time is up, show me, and so he has showed me his thumb. Pray for us. We have made a major decision that we want to see the Lord helping us. We want, if you can flip to the map of Malawi. Thank you. This beginning from here up to the lake shore is a stronghold of Islam. And we have made a decision that we want to plant one church every year in one of those districts. Pray for us. We want to make that a reality. So please pray for us. Can you flip to the last one, which has prayer and praise items? And that marks the end of my sharing with you. He's already given me a signal that my time is up. If I had time, I would say, if you have any questions, and unless you want your services to be extended to our Malawian way, then we will do so. But Steve, I need your help. Do I give time for questions, or I have the praise items and the prayer items listed, so people will be able to praise the Lord and read for themselves. But if at all there are any questions, I don't know. My time is up.
We can allow 2 questions.
Okay, yeah. 2 questions. Wow, wow. Okay. Any questions that you may have?
How's your band
being? Yes. Pray for the replacement of the car I use for ministry.
Perhaps a new spanner would do.
Yeah, it's an old one, so it needs to be replaced. Yes. We have 2 at the meantime, Yobe and Nyongo.
So what is the annual cycle? Do you put 2-3 every year?
No, what we do is that you saw that group of people that I had shown. When it comes to one going to Bible college, we are very careful about that. If one is looking for money, we tell them plainly, please go and seek for a job elsewhere. Because when you come and serve in River of Life Evangelical Church, it's a faith, we promise no salary to anyone. All that we promise are promises from God. So from that group, if we see that one has a calling in his life, we select from that group and then send them for training. Otherwise, there's no limit that we send 1 or 2. We could have sent all of them for training. But having said that, the college as well has its own minimum qualifications for them to accept anyone to college. Now, not all of them have MSCE as their academic qualifications. I think we have been asked 2 questions, and we have answered 2 questions. Perhaps we can arrange in 2 groups and then pray, and I'll hand over the program to...
I thought maybe we could sing the words of this song, obviously as a prayer for ourselves, but also maybe we could sing this over our friends from Malawi as well, that this would be a reality for them. So we're going to sing Be Thou My Vision. And let's just, as we're just singing it in praise and worship to God, a good Celtic hymn.